Streaming sponsored by the Madison Concourse Hotel.
Celebrate New Year's Eve at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Enjoy live jazz, a surf and turf dinner, comedians, disco with BO5, classic country, a DJ dance party, and a ballroom brunch to start 2025 off right. Details at concoursehotel.com.
In New York City, over a million people expected to pile into Times Square for the ball drop tonight. ABC's Aaron Katursky is there.
The police are taking no chances. Manholes are being sealed off, trash cans removed, and spectators are allowed to bring in no umbrellas, no bags, and no booze.
Memorial plans now in place for former President Jimmy Carter. Viewing starting this weekend in Atlanta, next week a service at the National Cathedral in Washington. Then
President Carter will head home to Georgia for a private ceremony where he will be buried at his home alongside his wife. It is a spot that the two of them picked out before she died.
That's ABC's Steve Osunsumi in Atlanta. A team from the NTSB has arrived in South Korea to join investigators at the scene of the Jeju air crash that took 179 lives. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. The 2024 word of the year is polarization. Wonder why. The Merriam-Webster Dictionary chose it because it describes the state of our country right now. Jessica Fizel is a political science professor. She says polarization is nothing new. We've been building to this for decades. In 2024, she says both Democrats and Republicans were tending toward extremes rather than the center.
The parties have really exploited the American public in this way to their advantage. People tend to vote out of fear and hatred more than they do out of support and joy. And I think the American public is tiring of this level of hostility.
Fizel believes polarization has become more common here because people don't interact with others who see things differently. That problem is exacerbated online by algorithms that show users content that supports their own views. And today for New Year's Eve, Madison Metro buses will operate as usual, but tomorrow they'll all be on Sunday schedules. And it's that time. Do you have a resolution? It's easy to have grand dreams and some sort of lofty goal, but sometimes the key is choosing something within reach. Here's Lisa Hale.
One of the most recognized traditions associated with the new year is making resolutions or goal setting. Emily Wright is an organizational impact coach with Lakeland Care Plus Consulting, and she says before one starts to set goals for the new year, it's best to take a moment and reflect on the year that's ending.
What do you want to celebrate over this last year? What worked well? What do you want to leave behind? What were some learnings? Is there anything unfinished? You know, did we not accomplish something that we wanted to? And do we want to bring it forward? Or is it time to drop it?
Wright said looking back over the past year's accomplishments can give you momentum as you set your goals for the new year.
I'm Savannah Tome Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Marquette basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. The Marquette Golden Eagles are on the road in Rhode Island tonight to take on the Providence Friars. Marquette now 11-2 for the season. Head coach Shaka Smart on being ranked 8th in the nation again this week.
In sports, it comes down to what color you're wearing, you know, and which side you're on and which perspective you have. You know, what I tell our guys is we're going to control the controllables, and it doesn't change regardless of the results out there.
NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks in Chicago against the Bulls. A recap on those games coming up later tonight. NFL, the Packers reviewing the tape of their 27-25 loss to the Vikings Sunday. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur.
I thought there was a lot of things within our own control in terms of playing with fundamentals and discipline that we did not do a very good job of, and that was disappointing. It just was sloppy football.
As Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be cloudy with a few scattered light snow showers possible here today. Our high in the low 30s with wind out of the northwest at around 10 to 20. Tonight, we're going to drop down into the upper teens. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high of 22. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources, just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family, because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, we lead into Civic Media's New Year's Eve celebration with Lou Regani, with highlights from my appearances on some of your favorite Civic Media shows. Happy New Year, everyone.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8. This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Buck, and Calvin Butenhoff coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. You can call, you can text at 855-752-4842 or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Happy New Year's Eve. If you are looking for a soundtrack for tonight, maybe you're making a nice dinner at home. Maybe you're traveling to some friends for a New Year's Eve party. But whatever you're doing, Lou Regani, who hosts Civic Media's Sunday morning show called Music of the Stars, he's going to have a special New Year's Eve version of his show tonight, starting at 7 p.m. until 1 a.m. on New Year's Day. So join Lou for iconic music. He's got everything. He's a huge record collection from the big band era of the 30s and 40s all the way through movie hits, big Broadway shows from Swing and Sinatra and everything in between. And then he's going to drop in some golden age of radio clips from Bob Hope and George and Gracie Allen, which nice. I used to love those so much. So make sure you join Lou Regani tonight across the Civic Media Radio Network for a special New Year's Eve edition of Music of the Stars, starting at 7 p.m. until 1 a.m. on New Year's Day. You know, we say all the time that Civic Media is statewide and countrywide, and we are.
Yeah.
Tina on the live stream says, Happy New Year from Anchorage, Alaska. I was born in Waukesha. I moved here 2 years ago. Well, thank you so much for listening to us, nice. Tina. I would love to find out how life is, what life is like in Anchorage.
I want to say cold, but I feel like that's a generalization. I bet you they have.
I'm sure it varies.
Yeah.
And Anchorage is probably among the more temperate places to be in Alaska.
It's probably like a hopping place, too. It's Anchorage.
It's Anchorage. Well, yeah. So thank you so much for listening. Really appreciate it, Tina. Always nice to know that folks are taking advantage of the Civic Media app.
Thank you for listening.
Yes, thank you for listening. And if you do not have it yet, because we will at some point have another contest coming up,
mm-hmm.
a text to win contest.
You so hear me, Todd?
So it was Albanian hackers. You know that.
Yeah.
It was. Yeah. So download the Civic Media app. Go to wherever you get your apps and look for Civic Media, C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media. Download the Civic Media app. It is absolutely free. That gives you the ability to listen to all of the stations all across the network. We have 20 stations across Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. Some are just music stations, and others are news talk stations. And sign up for our newsletter, too, because it is curated for your area. And a lot of spots, we talked about this, are news deserts.
Yeah.
So we give you coverage that you might not be able to get where you live.
Exactly.
It's absolutely worth it. We're going to do something a little bit different before 11:30. If you have someone in your life who has gotten engaged recently, that tends to happen over the holidays.
Yeah, it does.
The Wonderful World of Weddings, which has been going on for decades, is happening this weekend at the Expo Center at the Wisconsin State Fair Park. And Nicole Blazer is the Chief Executive Officer for Premier Bride. She's going to be joining us to talk about all of the things available at this weekend's Wonderful World of Weddings. So stick around for that. But right now, We wanted to look back at some of our favorites. This shouldn't be a thing.
On the Tisbats that was.
The Tisbats that were. We started this, I guess, in October.
In October, yeah.
In October. And we were looking through them. And by the way, thank you to everyone who has submitted Tisbats. Lynn, actually, from Economowoc just sent us one. And I'm hoping to get her on maybe next week. And maybe once a week we can have a listener Tisbat.
Oh, boy.
And have you join us on the show and explain yours. Could be a lot of fun.
Yeah, there you go.
Could be a lot of fun. Anyway, we're going to start off down memory lane with a This Shouldn't Be a Thing from October 10th. It's called the Camping Edition. Calvin, let's take a listen.
This shouldn't be a thing.
If you ever have a thing you feel should not be, send it in to Jane Says, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. I had somebody tag me on my personal Twitter page yesterday with a great This Shouldn't Be a Thing that we're going to use next week. But today, this kind of just jumped out at me from the Wisconsin State Journal. Gail Worland is the author. Here's the headline. Rock Island Camping closed after massive mice infestation at Wisconsin Park.
Gross.
The mice are so bad right now in Rock Island State Park, just off the northeastern tip of Door County, that the mice are reportedly chewing through campers' Crocs, shedding tent floors, and eating their way into Rubbermaid bins.
And you know what's funny is that on the live stream...
There's a live stream?
For us.
Oh, I thought you meant of the mice.
All right, Jane, welcome back. We were talking about camping before. We were teasing this segment.
Yes.
And Mark from Prairie du Sac on the live stream said, with all what's going on with the mice at Rock Island State Park, Mr. Jinx line, I hate you Mises to pieces. That's a very old reference. Ask your Mima or Peepaw about that.
But I hate Mises to pieces.
That's it's a thing.
And it should not be a thing. This massive infestation has prompted the DNR to close Rock Island State Park to camping for the rest of the season. You can still go tromp around from 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. daily, but camping is not going to happen, so forget about camping there.
I don't want to go. No! There's no version of this that makes me want to say, you know what, I'll take it on.
There's a Facebook group dedicated describing the deluge of mice as chaos. The Door County Shore report also reported the infestation. Normally, raccoons are more of an issue, but now it's the mices. The mouse population normally kept in check by snakes, water snakes, other predators. Experts think that climate factors may have been contributing to the mice boom because of last year's mild winter followed by a wet spring and very crowded conditions. But there's a quote in here that's just, when the sun sets, they come out.
This is going to be a movie. This is going to be like a Cocaine Bear. Like mice.
Crack mice.
Yeah, tent mice. What was it? Croc mices. I don't know. It's just, Calvin, you look like it looked like you wanted to.
Well, I guess I kind of had my question answered already, but I was like, where are all the owls and coyotes and all the things that eat these things? You'd think it would just be like a feast for them and it would be taken care of.
Well, DNR says it's going to take time for predators like snakes, birds of prey, and foxes to bring the mouse population back down. Park staff actively monitoring the situation. They'll continue that into next year. But if we continue to have these milder winters, we're going to see more rodent populations.
Oh, no. This is climate change?
So if you had camping plans, unfortunately, and this would be a great time to go camping, really.
Oh, yeah.
It is so perfect right now.
The next 2-3 weekends, yeah.
Yeah, but the mice are so bad right now in Rock Island State Park off Door County. They have actually closed it to camping for the rest of the season, but you can still go for a hike from 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. Wear good shoes. They apparently like to eat Crocs.
Steel toe everything on those shoes.
That is today's edition of...
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
You know, if this is an issue next year.
Yeah.
I want a Mies Kim.
A Mies Kim.
I do. I think I want to see the infestation as they all start running out at sunset.
Do you want like one like strapped onto a little mouse? Like so you can see it like flying through.
That's a great idea.
Nope.
We are doing a look back, 2024 look back at some of our favorite This Shouldn't Be a Thing episodes. Calvin, do we have time for another one? Yep. All right. This is from October 17th. We call this Holiday Decoration Edition. Take a listen.
This shouldn't be a thing.
Every day we wrap up the show with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. If you have a thing that should not be, send it in to Greg and me at Jane Says at civicmedia.us, JaneSays. Jane Says at civicmedia.us. It can be anything. We try to keep it a little bit lighter. Most of the time that works. Monday, maybe not so much. But today is a good one. Here's the headline from Ben Hooper in UPI. Ohio officer attacked by giant inflatable pumpkin. We're talking a great big, we're talking the great pumpkin, Charlie Brown. This was an enormous, this is a car, bigger than a car sized inflatable pumpkin that apparently broke loose in this town in Ohio. And the dash, and we will provide this in our show notes so you can see the video because it's worth watching. But so we have this big inflatable pumpkin in the middle of the road. I don't know what, it was dark out, so I don't know what time of night it was. But this poor officer gets out, and I don't know if he thought he was just going to grab it and move it. It swallowed him.
It's just now a part of him.
It was like the blob coming over and taking over this police officer in Ohio. He was gone.
Man, Ohio is having a tough year. Right? Just like a lot of stuff happened in Ohio right now. You know, that is hilarious. That is wonderful.
Yeah. An Ohio police officer trying to wrangle a runaway inflatable pumpkin in the middle of a residential road was attacked by the decoration and ended up engulfed. The dashboard video shows the Bay Village Police Department shows the officer arriving to find the runaway pumpkin in the middle of the road. He tries to move it, but again, it's like being swallowed by the blob, and he was just gone. Luckily, though, no officers or pumpkins were harmed during the event. Once backup officers arrived, the pumpkin was returned to its rightful owner. Subdued.
This officer will never live this down. He could stop a bank robbery, a bombing, and like a train, whatever, theft thing, all on the same day. He'll still be known as Pumpkins.
Oh, yeah. That's Officer Pumpkins.
Officer Pumpkins. That's all he's going to do. They're going to be like, oh, my gosh, look, a pumpkin's coming our way. I'm just kidding with you. Remember that time?
We will include this, the link in the show notes, so you can see the video of Officer Pumpkin and his encounter with the giant inflatable escaped pumpkin. I'm not against inflatables. I just don't think they should be able to attack people. I think that's an easy rule to live by.
I think that's a very easy thing to do. Like, you know, don't get attacked by inflatables.
Avoid that as much
as possible.
Specifically
pumpkins.
Yes, exactly. We are going to look at one more. I'll look back at the 2024, our favorites of This Shouldn't Be a Thing. That's coming up next. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you on the Civic Media Radio Network.
She can't hurt. She don't mean no harm. She just don't know what else to do about it. Jane says.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Facing an energy crisis, high inflation, and rising unemployment, President Jimmy Carter addressed the nation in his Crisis of Confidence speech on July 15, 1979.
The erosion of our confidence in the future is threatening to destroy the social and the political fabric of America. The confidence that we have always had as a people is not simply some romantic dream or a proverb in a dusty book that we read just on the 4th of July. It is the idea which founded our nation and has guided our development as a people. Confidence in the future has supported everything else, public institutions and private enterprise, our own families and the very Constitution of the United States. Confidence has defined our course and has served as a link between generations. We've always believed in something called progress. We've always had a faith that the days of our children would be better than our own. Our people are losing that faith, not only in government itself, but in the ability as citizens to serve as the ultimate rulers and shapers of our democracy.
We've linked the full speech at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane power generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Dr. Slide on the board, coming to you here from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter, New Year's Eve 2024. If you're looking for something to do with the kids tonight, the Harlem Globetrotters are in town.
Yeah, they're always here. They do two shows.
This has been going on for years and years and years. They actually came to Hartford when I was little and played a game at the high school gym.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
really?
It had to have been in the 60s, but I've never forgotten it. And it's great entertainment, especially for little kids.
Yeah.
They will absolutely love it. And I'm just checking, and there are still seats available. They have a show today at noon. And then there's another one at 5 p.m. at Fiserv Forum. Tickets look like they're about $44. So if you are interested, check that out. Harlem Globetrotters, they are hilarious and very, very skilled basketball players.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Right?
Yes, they're very good at what they do.
That's like people who fake skating poorly.
Yeah.
You have to be pretty good to be able to do that and not hurt yourself.
I agree.
Okay.
All right.
We have been doing a look back at some of our favorite 2024 This Shouldn't Be a Thing episodes. And again, if you ever have a thing you think should not be, and we do try to keep it on the lighter side. I've had many submissions this year that I would agree with you should not be a thing, but we talk about those things in more serious portions of the show.
Correct.
That's kind of the whole idea.
Yeah.
And while I don't think we can lark our way through everything, and I don't think we try to do that, I do think it's important that we all take a moment to breathe and to laugh.
I agree.
Right?
I absolutely agree.
It can't be doom and gloom, even though it might be, all the time. So, yes, please, if you're going to submit one, please try and keep it a little more lighthearted. Yeah. I would really appreciate that. This is one of my personal favorites.
Yeah.
This is from November 12th. Let's listen to the I Didn't See That Coming edition of This Shouldn't Be a Thing, Calvin.
This shouldn't be a thing.
And again, if you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us, JaneSays at civicmedia.us. Our friend Andrew from Maine sent this in. Headline reads, ambulance hits Oregon bicyclist, rushes him to hospital, then sticks him with an $1,800 bill.
We're coming to America. That just sounds like the most American thing ever.
71-year-old William Hesch was riding his bicycle when he got hit by an ambulance. It turned into him.
So the ambulance's fault.
It is the ambulance's fault. Fractured his nose, left him with scrapes and other injuries all across his body. He's filed an almost $1 million lawsuit against the ambulance provider after it scooped him up, took him to the hospital, and then billed him.
Yeah. Sounds like the most American thing ever.
Mr. Hesch was billed $1,862 for the ambulance ride. That's only among the $47,000 in medical expenses he's already racked up so far, and another $50,000 worth of medical costs he expects down the road. The Columbia River Fire and Rescue declined to comment.
Shocking.
Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company also did not respond to a request for a comment. This is from OregonLive.com. According to the lawsuit, Mr. Hesch was peddling through a small town. In October of 2022, he and the ambulance were going the same direction on a street that's a mixture of homes and businesses. The ambulance turned to make a right turn onto another street and crashed into Mr. Hesch, destroying his bicycle, and again, which then the ambulance scooped him up after they hit him, took him to the hospital, and then billed him for the ride.
Hey, folks, if you get hit by an ambulance, make sure before they take you to the hospital that you got full coverage and the hospital you're going to is in network.
But according to the police reports, the driver who struck Mr. Hesch, they were only going between 2 and 10 miles an hour. So it's not like they were racing to an emergency.
No.
They just weren't paying attention.
They weren't paying attention. But 10 miles an hour in a car can do some serious damage to someone
on
a bike or on foot. And I'm just hoping that in this story, that's part of like the procedure where you have to like, in order to get your, like in order to get my insurance money, I have to sue you, Aunt Stephanie. That's the story. And but still, like,
I don't know how you can even remotely justify charging him for this ride.
No, well,
he wouldn't have needed the ride if you hadn't hit him.
Your insurance, probably going to go up because of this, and it would like, you know, like the idea that everything in their business will be raised, their premiums, their liability, all that stuff because you hit them. Give the guy a free ride at least.
Absolutely.
So
we will try and keep you informed on how this lawsuit goes.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
I smell a settlement.
I think you're absolutely right. And thank you again to Andrew from Maine for sending that in. That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
And, you know, now hearing that again,
yeah,
all I can think of was his insurance company is going to say, well, we have to charge you for a portion for it because you were there.
Yes.
Because you were there. I was in a chain reaction accident once.
Yep.
I got rear-ended and pushed into the car in front of me, and they charged me a portion because I was there. It's just the way it works.
Yeah.
We have news coming up in a little bit. We will be wrapping up the show, as we always do, with, yes, This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Today, oh,
the Weekend at Bernie's edition. Somehow we missed this one leading up to this point. But news is next, and then we're going to talk about the wonderful world of weddings. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the vast countrywide, statewide, yes, global on the app, baby, Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A reminder to please drive safely over the New Year's holiday. The Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign is still in effect across Wisconsin, so local police and state troopers will be on alert, keeping an eye out for impaired drivers. You should have a designated driver if you'll be imbibing and out and about over New Year's. On top of that, ride sharing has never been more accessible. Plus, AAA is running its tow-to-go program. If you call AAA, they'll tow your car anywhere within 10 miles, and you don't have to be a AAA member. And if it feels like we've had more air quality advisories over the last year, it's not just you. The Department of Natural Resources released its annual Air Quality Trends Report. This year's report covers all of 2023. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot breaks it down for us.
Wildfire smoke events in 2023 resulted in the DNR issuing 15 air quality advisories, which is almost five times higher than the average over the past 12 years. The report looked at ground-level ozone, sulfur dioxide, nitrogen dioxide, carbon monoxide, particle pollution, and lead. And what burned in Canada last year was over 2 million acres bigger than the state of Wisconsin. That's six times the annual average, and that smoke contained ozone-forming pollutants, which, combined with warmer-than-usual summer temperatures, contributed to increased ozone concentrations. This resulted in the Lake Michigan shoreline area, including Milwaukee and parts of Sheboygan and Kenosha counties, continuing to fall short of meeting the 2015 ozone standard. Wisconsin has implemented many programs that have reduced emissions of ozone-causing pollutants, which range from power plants, industry, and transportation within the state. But still, these emission reductions have not resulted in the attainment of the 2015 ozone standard, because most ozone-causing emissions are transported across state boundaries and are outside of Wisconsin's control.
That's Brittany Merlot, and I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Former President Jimmy Carter passed away this past weekend at the age of 100. Many remember Carter for his decency, endless service to humankind, which included his involvement with Habitat for Humanity. But what most people don't know is that he was also related to Motown Records founder Berry Gordy. Gordy said that in 1978, his sister Esther did some digging into their family tree. Gordy says he was filled with shock and pride when he found out that he and Carter were actually third cousins. There's as much drama off-screen surrounding actress Blake Lively and actor-director Justin Baldoni as there was on-screen for their film It Ends With Us. Following Lively's lawsuit claiming Baldoni sexually assaulted her and launched a smear campaign against her, Baldoni is filing a countersuit claiming Lively and her team launched a smear campaign against him. Does anything good ever come from a Hollywood smear campaign? Oh yeah, publicity. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be cloudy with a few scattered light snow showers possible here today. Our high in the low 30s with wind out of the northwest at around 10 to 20. Tonight we're going to drop down into the upper teens. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high of 22. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 31.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Pete Schwabe, Tom and Amy's boy, and host of Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. This year, do yourself and the Earth a favor and skip the card. No one cares what it says, and most don't even read it. I know I don't. Just Venmo cash. Aw, yeah. Happy holidays, everyone.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Our old friend and colleague, Mr. Luke Mathers, will be here with a Tuesday tangent from Luke, and we'll celebrate the new year. Join us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
It's a beautiful night. We're looking for something dumb to do. Hey, baby, I think I want to marry you.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Bach, and Dr. Slide on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Or leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that used to be Twitter. If you are a basketball fan, women's basketball, Wisconsin at Minnesota. That game starts this afternoon. Our broadcast kicks off at 3:10 today, and you can listen to that game on WLAK in Amory, on WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids, and also WRCE in Richland Center. Wisconsin Women's Hoops at Minnesota today. The broadcast starts at 3:10. Excited to be joined by our next guest. Nicole Blazer is the CEO for Premier Bride, and we're here to talk about the wonderful world of weddings, which is this weekend at the Expo Center at State Fair Park. Good morning, Nicole. Thank you for joining us in studio.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on today.
Well, I used to take parts, and I believe I used to actually emcee the fashion show many, many, many years ago, because that's always been a staple of the wonderful world of weddings.
Oh, yeah. It is so much fun. It's choreographed. It is just such a good time to watch.
And if you just got engaged and you're looking for ideas, everything you need is kind of right there in one spot.
It is. There's over 120 vendors there that you can meet, chat with, see things in person. It's just such a good show to be at if you're just engaged, or if you've been engaged for a while and, you know.
Maybe you're putting it off for a little bit. Let's do it next year. It's running this Saturday and Sunday at the Expo Center. Again, the hours, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Yep.
And you can get tickets. It's $14 each for ages 13 to 64, $7. What a deal for grandma, 65 and older. Admission at the gate, $16. We'll include this all in our show notes when the show is over. So just go to civicmedia.us, click on shows, click on Matt and Air on Air, and then you will find the show notes for today's show. So what are we talking about when we're talking vendors? Is it everything from DJs to flowers to...
Everything. Yeah. Venues, DJs, florists, and then all those fun little extra ones too that, you know, give your wedding that extra little pop. So you can find everything you need there.
What would that include? Like live animals, or what are we talking about?
Wow, Jane, that's where you went.
Different kind of wedding. You
never know. Everybody has their thing they like. You know, it's little things like new and like live wedding artists. That's a big thing right now. So you can find those there.
Are they doing caricatures?
No, you can still find people who do characters, obviously, and things like that. But a new trend now is it's like an actual art piece of your wedding day, whether you decide to do it, you know, your ceremony or your first dance, and they'll paint it right in front of you. So it's almost like,
wow.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Again, I've been married for 22 years, so I've been out of this game for a while. Is that real new?
I'd say in the last,
couple years.
Yeah, a couple of years.
You knew about this.
Yes, I did, because I look at the TikTok because I am of the youth.
Hello, yeah, fellow young people. What are some of the other new and trendy things?
You know, I'd say there's all different things, like whether it's, there's cute little cars you can bring for photo opportunities now. Floral trucks that you can have for your shower. There's so many different things with weddings now, and even going through the show, I'm like, wow, I didn't even,
I never thought of that.
Yeah, it's every year I find new things, and weddings are all about making it what you want it to be now. So it's fun to see.
Before we went on the air, we were talking a little bit about how things have changed. Back in the day, the bride's parents paid for just about everything.
Yeah.
And therefore, they had a lot of say as far as who's going to be invited and where the venue is going to be. But that has changed, you said.
Yeah. Obviously, parents still love to play a part in it. But I think because the age of people getting married, it's not young 20s isn't the majority of people anymore. So it's kind of what you want, and you're putting a little more financial commitment towards it. So you also get a little more leeway and like, no, I don't want to invite 300 people, or I do, but I want it to, be this type of food. It's kind of whatever you want to make it to be.
That's kind of nice, actually.
It is.
Isn't it?
I mean, it's about compromise. You have to be able to compromise. I can't speak for any other couples or their families involved, but my mother and my in-laws were very, they gave what they could.
Right.
And then we had a discussion. We said, we appreciate your contribution. We know that you didn't have to do this, but this does not mean that you control from front to end what this is going to look like. We'll talk and we'll compromise. And there are things you need to do. Great. And one of the things I said off air is I personally believe that a wedding is about the couple. It's all about the couple. But I think the reception is all about the parents.
Interesting.
Because they bring family in and they want to show their kids off. They want to, this is about being proud of their kids. So if they want to invite Uncle Larry, who you haven't seen in 22 years, let that one go.
Let Larry come.
You say hello to him. You know, just fine, whatever, move on. But I do think there has to be a nice compromise in the planning if the parents are involved financially.
How old were you and Bridget when you got married?
Oh, we were old in Wisconsin terms. We were, I was 34.
Oh my gosh, geriatric.
Basically a grandpa. Yeah, no, we were 30. I was 34. We were both 34. And we actually got married twice. We had a very, very small ceremony. There was 15 people there. Highly recommend. Highly.
Yeah.
And then our big one. We had a big one, a big like multi.
Party.
Yeah. And so that was very much a lot of planning. And so we did a lot, we went to the vendors. We didn't go to the all in one place. We went to all the vendors and man, that's tough. So
like
I imagine
traveling from caterer to caterer and florist to florist.
So I imagine what you all are doing at the wonderful world of weddings is a lot easier. All one stop shopping if you can do it.
Yeah, and at least like you get a good idea too. Talking on caterers, you're like, oh, well, this sounds really good, or they have samples there of food, so you can kind of say, oh, this is something we really, really liked.
If you're just joining us, Nicole Blazer is our guest. She's the Chief Executive Officer for Premier Bride, and we're talking about the wonderful world of weddings, which is going to be back at the Expo Center at State Fair Park in West Dallas this Saturday and Sunday. Before you joined us, Nicole, we talked a little bit about not all things are important to all people, and not everybody has a $50,000 budget to put on a wedding.
Right.
So if I have to scrimp, where would you suggest people cut back a little bit if they're on a limited budget?
Yeah, I think you have to pick like what's important to you. So, some people want to make that grand floral, statement piece. So if that's something that's really important to you, then, make sure you focus your budget on there. Some people, they're about entertainment. So they want, to look at, your music and your DJ or live band, things like that, or, your venue. That could be, you have your heart set on that you're getting married at this place. So, pick your priorities and what you want and go from there and kind of see where budgets break down from there.
Don't crumble to the pressure too. I think there's so much societal pressure, especially with TikTok and Instagram and all of those influencers. And look what we did. And we had 900 people and everyone had their own, lamb. They had their own wedding lamb.
Well, usually those people are getting massive deals. They're getting endorsements. Like, I got 2 million followers.
But I do think the people are influenced by, that's why they're called influencers.
Yeah, I don't.
And I caution people against falling for that.
And it's easy to do because you obviously you see things and you're like, oh, I love that. And I love that. And I love that. But, try and pick your few that are really important to you.
That really stand out.
It's also a very large purchase. So I think when it comes to things like this, if you're spending anywhere between 20, 30, 50 more thousands of dollars.
Nice house payment.
I mean, okay. You could easily be like, what's $700 for a live pinwheel craft station? Everyone would love it. You know what I mean? Like, I think it's easy to get big eyes and be like, yeah, well, of course we can do that. Because what's a couple hundred extra dollars? And then all of a sudden, it becomes a thing. And I think you're absolutely right, Nicole, is you look at what's important to you. Like for me and my wife, the flowers were important, but we didn't need a lot of them. So our florist, God bless him, he was like, I'll just cut them in half. You'll use your bridesmaids as centerpieces. He's like, and he's like, I'll save you. And he was the one to do that, not someone else and us having to tell him. He wanted to work with us because he wanted our business. Because if we have a good experience, you know this, Nicole, people in this industry and this world, they talk to each other.
It's word of mouth.
Exactly.
It's word of mouth, 100%.
Right? And to, like, in the talks of, like, talking with your vendors, don't be afraid to, like, if you have your budget, to be scared to tell them that, like, they're going to use all of it up. They're so good at, you know, a florist, for example, like, I know maybe 10 flowers, but they know hundreds. Mm-hmm. So, like, if you have your heart set on this peony, but it's just so out of your budget, yeah, they can give you other ideas of, you know, what if you do this instead? And they're really good about working with you because that's their passion.
Well, and as you said, they're so knowledgeable and they know what alternatives there might be and what something you might be able to switch in or out.
What's in season, what's not in season. So, you know, don't be, even caters everything. Like, don't be afraid to be like, this is my budget. What can we do? And, you know, there'll be vendors that fit you, vendors that don't. And you'll find your perfect ones.
We were very lucky that all of our vendors we had a good connection with. And one of the things I would say to people is that just because you're looking doesn't mean the first person you're going to, you're connected to, or you have to. We went to a flower place. It was the first flower place. We said, here is our budget. She looked at it. She went through it, and she gave us her quote. It was three times more than we were looking to do. And we were just simply like, well, thank you very
nice
much.
Nice meeting you.
Have a lovely day. We're never coming back to this tent. So, like, advocate for yourself. Stand up for yourself. Talk to your vendor. I think, yes, you're absolutely right, Nicole. It's very important to do that. Don't be afraid. Don't be Midwestern about it. It's your money.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a really good point, Greg.
Yeah.
Don't be Midwestern about it. You can push back a little bit. I'm not saying be nasty to people, but
yeah,
right? But it's like, you know, this is what we have.
Yeah. And every vendor specializes in certain things. So, you know, there might be a florist vendor who, you know, they specialize in doing larger scale things, you know, and there's some that might be smaller things. So, like, you know, there's ones out there for everybody.
Yeah.
What have some of the other trends that you've noticed over the last couple of years? As even just from, you know, wedding gowns or you know, is there any one big trend that has really stood out to you?
This year I would say color for floral is something we're really seeing. That's coming back. We're also seeing, you know, like those old time cakes, I think they're called labyrinth cakes, where, you know, a lot of piping detail,
yeah,
and that's big coming back. And even gowns, like vintage detail. So a little bit of vintage, but also on the scale of, you know, trying to stay in your budget, but also grand, like making your statement where you can and finding something you love because it is your day and making it unique to you.
Can you please tell me that we're getting away from the see-through Kardashian trashy and wedding gowns?
You know, there's...
You had to, okay.
There's so many gowns that I've seen them all.
And I bet.
I guess it depends too. Like, are you getting married on a beach? Are you getting married at a cathedral? You know, there's the right gown for each venue.
This is not going to help.
Get an overcoat. Jeez.
Okay. All right. Calm the old lady yelling at the clouds again.
I know.
And the thing we did was, you know, we told our bridesmaids, we said, wear a black dress. That's it. Just be a tasteful black dress. Because those, I mean, whether you're getting tuxedos, shoes, socks, dresses, it's gonna be expensive. So work with your people. Talk to your bridesmaids and your groomsmen about what they can afford too.
Well, yeah, not everybody wants the purple satin with the puffy sleeves and the, you know, the parasol. It's for something that you're gonna get to rewear.
Yeah, and you know, this weekend's great for that, to kind of like start being inspired of what you like and what you don't like and seeing it in person and in all one spot.
Nicole Blazer is the Chief Executive Officer for Premier Bride. The Wonderful World of Weddings is this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, at the Expo Center at the Wisconsin State Park in West Allis. Thank you so much for coming in, Nicole. I hope you have a great event this weekend.
Thanks for having me. Yeah.
Stay with us. We're going to wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing, Weekend at Bernie's Edition. You're listening to Matt Nair on air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I think I wanna marry you.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. As 2024 comes to a close, we're taking our annual look back at the year that was, recapping our most read, most listened to, and most impactful stories of the year. If you're new to learning about the recombobulation area, this would be a great place to start to see what we're all about. This year, we covered the RNC in Milwaukee and the DNC in Chicago and broke stories that made national news along the way. We wrote about the fight for fair maps and covered elections in the state legislature like no one else. I wrote opinion columns and feature stories and conducted extended sit-down interviews like one with Senator Tammy Baldwin. I hosted podcasts and radio shows and, of course, joined the Civic Media Network, where you've heard me all over the airwaves for the last few months. This last year was discombobulating at times, but we did our best to make sense of it all, and we've got a whole lot more recombobulation in store for the year ahead in 2025.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
IZERVAY is proven to slow GA progression.
IZERVAY.
IZERVAY or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about IZERVAY today.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
Visit IZERVAY.com. That's IZERVAY.com.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and the Calvinator on the board, coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. You can call. You can text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Putz de Leon continues to actively ruin. Right before we went to break, we were talking to Nicole Blazer about the wonderful world of weddings that's happening this weekend at State Fair Park. Mm-hmm. And Tyler, listening in Madison on WMDX, says, when asking about venues, don't be afraid to think outside the box. I'm on the board of a community center, and the couple wanted a sports-themed wedding because they're Packers fans. They asked if they could tailgate in the parking lot. And
that's
we
awesome.
Agreed. That is awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so thank you for that, Tyler. That's a great idea. It doesn't hurt to ask.
No, we went to the old Bradley Center thinking, this is too expensive. It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
And they made it very, very affordable. Like, oh my gosh, are we getting married at the Bradley Center? And
then we can do this.
Then they said, if the Bucks go to the playoffs, your wedding will be canceled. You'll get a 3 weeks to 4 weeks notice. I'm like, do you know what that is in wedding world?
Oh, my goodness. Well, again, it's worth asking.
Yeah.
It's worth asking. A couple of reminders. Lou Regani is going to have a special show tonight, Music mm-hmm. of the Stars, starting from 7 p.m. until 1 a.m. Lou Regani does a great Sunday morning show here on Civic Media. He's got music from the 30s and 40s and swing bands and everything. That's a great background if you're going to be having dinner with friends at home or just a nice evening or when you're going out in a bar about, rather. Join Lou Regani tonight from 7 to 1 mm-hmm. across the Civic Media Radio Network. We will be off tomorrow.
Yes.
For New Year's Day, all of us, the three of us, we will be back with you on Thursday.
Yeah.
And J.R. Radcliffe will be here for all things sports.
Correct. Yes.
And Friday is our 1 year anniversary for Matt Nair on Air.
Woo-hoo, we're 1 year old.
1 year old. Dan Schaefer, who is one of our very first guests,
indeed,
is going to be joining us this Friday. So we hope to have some fun with that. And I just want to say before we get to our tisbet to wrap up the year, thank you so much to everyone who has been supporting us over this last year, and for texting and for calling and for your supportive emails and your kind comments. I say it every day. It really does mean the world.
Yes, it does.
It does. And It's going to be an interesting 2025. We all appreciate that. We're going to be here for you. Civic Media is not going anywhere, and we're going to get through this together.
Correct. Absolutely.
And we're going to continue to learn things and grow and laugh.
I love it.
All right. That means it is 11:54. Galvin, it is time for...
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
If you ever have a thing that shouldn't be, send it in to Greg and me, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. This is the Weekend at Bernie's edition.
Which I don't know about. You asked me not to look at.
I said, please don't look at this. This was from April 17th of this year. Headline reads from CNN. Brazilian police detain woman suspected of taking a dead man to withdraw a bank loan. I'm sorry. Police in Brazil detained a woman suspecting of wheeling a dead man, who she said was her uncle, to a bank to withdraw a four-figure loan. Video footage has sparked a nationwide discussion. It shows the woman at the counter of a bank in Rio de Janeiro propping up the head of an elderly man in a wheelchair and trying to get his hand to clasp a pen. She was trying to take out a loan of around $3,000, which had been approved by the bank, but still needed the man's signature. The elderly man remained unresponsive. His arm is limp. His head keeps falling back as she's talking to him. Uncle, are you listening? You need to sign. If you don't sign, I can't sign for you. It has to be you. Sign it so you don't give me any more headaches. I can't take it anymore. At one point, the bank attendants say, I don't think he's feeling well. The bank attendants then called an ambulance. When paramedics arrived, they determined he had been dead for a couple of hours and had apparently been dead when she wheeled him into the bank. Police still trying to establish the relationship between the woman and the man she claimed he was her uncle. Authorities say they are investigating, but so far they have not brought any charges.
I mean, why stop at $3,000? You're going to use a dead man's
because
hand?
Because that had already been approved.
Well, I mean,
the $3,000 had already been
approved.
Hell,
you want more? I just feel like, you know, if you're going to go
but
for it.
But then you got to go through a whole other process of trying to get him to sign
now
it.
Now you're just putting paperwork in front of my scheme.
That's not going to go well.
Ugh, fine.
That wraps it. It's sick and twisted, but that's
it's why. Sick and twisted. You've laughed
makes,
twice
I
that.
Know it. My father was a mortician. Cut me some slack. That's today's edition of...
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
We have news coming up next. Todd Alba from noon to 2 p.m. Join him on the live stream. The man is wearing a tux.
Yes.
He's looking fine.
He's looking dashing.
He's looking fine.
So dashing.
Maggie Dawn from 2 to 4. Dom Salvia, 4 to 6 p.m. And then I believe we have a short Pete Schwabba with Nightlight. And then that Lou Regani special kicking off tonight at 7 p.m. Again, we'll be off tomorrow. But we will be back with you on Thursday morning for January 2nd of 2025.
Oh, baby.
Thank you, Greg and Calvin and all of our engineers. Without you, nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and texting and listening. It absolutely means the world. I hope you find some joy and Happy New Year. We'll see you tomorrow or see you Thursday.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
A new choice.
Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, it's a time tunnel palooza.
And we'll feature a few interviews with each other.
Oh, join us. It'll be fun.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
The John and Gordy Show.
Well, Bob Woodward, you know, ever since All the President's Men, along with Carl Bernstein, they basically blew the cover off of the Watergate scandal.
That's right, with Deep Throat.
And that's a great movie, by the way.
Deep Throat? I saw that.
No, I meant All the President's Men, but thank you for that.
All right. Linda Lovelace was a great performer.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. New Zealand, one of the first countries to welcome 2025. Revelers ringing in the new year this hour in Myanmar. The state funeral for the late President Carter will be next week at the National Cathedral in Washington. Grandson Jason Carter telling ABC News he has fond memories of sipping champagne with him every year at this time.
For 40 years, we had a Carter family trip that they essentially hosted over New Year's. And so this is one of those days, New Year's Eve, that we spent together for my whole life.
Carter chairs the Carter Center Board of Trustees. A team of U.S. investigators, including reps from Boeing, have examined the site of a plane crash that killed 179 people in South Korea. Nearly half of U.S. states are set to raise their minimum wage at the outset of 2025, boosting pay for millions of workers stretching from California to Maine. Pay increases will affect about 9.2 million workers. This is ABC News.